The Portland Living Loop, a resilient plan to empower Portland citizens to decide how their city grows. Untitled Studio. Section 1. Concept of the Living Loop. 1.1. Concept Summary. The Green Loop is a rare opportunity to define the way we develop long-range visions for our city. Portland is undergoing a number of critical changes. The Green Loop development offers the chance to re-examine how this change can take place in a way that fits Portland's values. Our project proposes a series of strategies to support the development of the project at different scales. At the larger scale, the rings of ownership are literal and symbolic connections that unite the city while simultaneously empowering the individual districts, neighborhoods, and communities. Strategic interventions jumpstart the development of the rings of ownership through community engagement and site activation. At the small scale, the project is manifested as a set of community celebrations of the loop to come. A project exhibition, events for listening and learning, community processes to engage with the rings of ownership framework, and the creation of a conservancy to unite these goals. Section 2. So, why start now? The sooner this loop can begin involving the public, the better. We understand the potential for conflict between the city's existing character and the changes brought by growth. 2.1. Portland has a history of intentional development. Portland has a history of progressive development practices. From the early Olmsted Plan up to current efforts to extend green streets, Portland has demonstrated the ability to continuously acknowledge impending urban pressures and get ahead of the curve. Problems are turned into opportunities for a better city. 2.2. Now is Portland's critical moment. Right now is Portland's next critical moment. Can we both maintain its unique qualities and set of values while growing? 2.3. The Living Loop is the next chapter. The Living Loop is our means of accomplishing an urban project that maintains Portland's unique qualities in the context of growth. The inner city loop is an opportunity to not only set a precedent for appropriate growth, but also protect and expand its vibrant culture. A development such as the Living Loop could actually help the city of Portland become more of what it already is, rather than changing it into something else. 2.4. Goals of the Living Loop. Here, we present the original goals of the Living Loop PDX committee and an additional set of goals we have developed. 2.5. A proposal in four stages. This project is manifested in four stages. A start stage, an exhibition for public awareness, the establishment of a community process, and fundraising. Next, a staged growth. Temporary scaffold-like trestles along nodes of the future Green Loop to get communities involved and to mock up what the loop could look like in the future. Third, the final condition, the rings of ownership along the loop. Finally, the expansion. The Living Loop could expand beyond the inner city as a model to the many other neighborhoods of Portland that are in equal need of appropriate infrastructure. Section 3, the rings of ownership. 3.1, the big idea, the rings of ownership. Our big idea is a loop-wide framework which fulfills itself from the bottom up. We propose a series of four rings along the Living Loop in addition to the necessary bike and pedestrian paths. Each of these rings represents and is informed by different scales of the city. We call this the rings of ownership. The city ring is a continuous lane around the entire loop and is of one unified character. The city of Portland would decide what its character is, with an obvious choice being a particular tree type that becomes a unique signifier of the loop. The district ring is broken down by neighborhood districts. Northwest Portland could have a particular planting type or repetitive structure that is different than Southeast Portland. The neighborhood ring is broken down by city neighborhoods. The Central East Side could have a particular repeating sculpture amongst small trees, whereas the Pearl could be home to a public water feature. The community ring is broken down further by localized block conditions. A particular commercial block might have a unique outdoor seating area, whereas the industrial blocks nearby might have bioswales instead. 3.2. The rings of ownership in detail. The different rings create a vibrant and unique character along the entire living loop. At any moment, you are engaged with the greater loop as well as the specificity of your current location. More important still, the living loop becomes a way to grow local microcultures and microeconomies by giving different scales of the city the ability to express who they are. 3.3. A flexible system. The idea of the rings of ownership can be scaled depending on the local conditions of the loop. Some areas are constrained and take over only part of a parking lane or part of the street. Other areas can widen and fill entire streets or nearby vacant lots. 3.4. A changing street. While the living loop can change spatially, widening and contracting with the street, it can also change over time. In the summer, it may hold different activities than in the winter. Landscape elements will grow and evolve through the seasons. Communities may decide to alter their part of the rings as years go by. All of this is possible within an inherently flexible, modular system. 3.5. Not just a street. The rings of ownership do not represent just a street. They represent an adaptive urban ecosystem. 3.6. Something engaging up close. Here, we see activity along a part of the loop in the Central Eastside Industrial District. The unique tree type notifies passersby that they have arrived at the living loop. 3.7. The loop is more than infrastructure. The community ring allows businesses and people to connect with each other, amplifying the activity of the street. 3.8. Even if you don't walk or ride it. Even from a car, the rings of ownership serve as a navigational system. 3.9. The living loop, something recognizable from afar. Section 4. The trestle. Leading up to the rings of ownership, we need to develop scaffolds of public experimentation about what the loop ought to be. 4.1. A way of understanding the future of the city. We propose a series of dramatic structures which immediately catch the eye of the passerby and invite people to walk and bike through to learn more about the living loop. 4.2. Urban reinvention through temporary intervention. These trestles evoke the structures of the Pacific Northwest's industrial past. What was once used for industrial and economic growth will now be used for cultural and ecological growth. These temporary trestle structures can be built at different nodes along the living loop and can be configured to their unique locations and programs. Some may be straight, some angled, and some configured in any number of orientations. 4.3. A recipe for a participatory development process. These trestles become a stage for all kinds of events: public races, exhibitions, concerts, mock-ups of the future loop, gathering places for events. These become the hubs of activity for generating the living loop. 4.4. A stage for the possibilities to come. Here we see the rings of ownership mocked up inside of one of the trestle nodes. Trees hang above, as if ready to be planted. 4.5. A stage for pop-up events and fundraising. Another view of the trestle, with the public event inside, showcasing its diverse capabilities. Section 5. Engaging Portland. 5.1. Start with the people. The rings of ownership and the activation of the trestles are all predicated upon the idea that the content of this living loop is generated and decided on by the people in us four. To pull this off, we need to think of public engagement both as a means and as an end goal. We propose a body of organizers which continuously engage the public in its various scales with the living loop. Via the organizers, the public informs artists, designers, and students about what they want to see along the loop, and these creative individuals further generate and inspire ideas for the living loop. 5.2. Fostering the loop and starting a conservancy. It is vital that a body be formed to facilitate an ongoing transparent interaction of all stakeholders, as well as to ensure the stability and stewardship of the future loop. We propose that a conservancy or similar organization be formed to help carry out the long-term public process of the Living Loop, solicit private funding, and advocate on behalf of the Loop. Imagined as being housed in a brick-and-mortar location, this conservancy becomes a meeting point for various stakeholders, communities, and individuals to foster ideas and find consensus on what needs to happen to get the Loop done right. Section 6, the Living Loop exhibition and a proposal for the feasibility funds. How do we start this process? Where does the conservancy and its ongoing interactions with the greater community begin? 6.1, an exhibition to start the Loop. The exhibition is our proposal for using the winning funds. The exhibition will reveal the framework vision to the public, and it will unveil a process that has been developed for community participation at a pilot site. This exhibition will raise awareness for the Loop, develop a pilot project, begin to engage the Portland arts and design communities, and jumpstart larger scale funding. 6.2, exhibition is catalyst for the Loop. We view this exhibition as a catalyst. From this development of pilot projects and fundraising, we can move on to deployed trestles at nodes along the Loop. Eventually, these will knit together the rings of ownership, which someday might expand into other parts of the city. 6.3. Drawings, models, discussions, maps, and more. Meanwhile, we can further develop a pilot project and the master plan through drawings, models, discussions, charrettes, maps, and other formats to get the word out about what the new Living Loop could be like and create an exciting exhibition that people will want to be a part of. Not only a celebration of Portland's future and its creative abilities, it is also an early platform to solicit initial feedback that will be critical in developing the plan further. 6.4, generating rings of ownership options for people to see. Part of this exhibition could be showing people examples of what the Loop might look like in real scale. Micro-competitions could be held to prototype a handful of ring options as full-scale mock-ups the public gets to meander around, through, comment on, and get excited about. 6.5, gathering information. The exhibition will also be a place to record and accommodate different voices and critiques of the project. 6.5, so now what? To summarize the project, we propose an open and inviting public exhibition that gets all different kinds of people excited and invested. Through public engagement and fundraising, we can do an interim site activation project. After the success of the first, build a number of them throughout the Loop, expanding our reach and the amount of people we can engage. These become the hubs that spread outward, eventually bringing us to a developed vision of the Living Loop. And from here, we keep going.